Hey everyone, Jace from The Comic Source here with another creator interview. This time I'm actually talking to the creative team for Sinestro, writer Cullen Bunn and artist Brad Walker. I recently met Cullen at WonderCon earlier this year for the first time, and I have to say he's a real fun guy to talk to. He's got a lot of ideas, a lot of energy, and he really has a good handle on how to make someone who's traditionally considered a villain very relatable. His characterization is probably a strong suit in his writing, and he really gives you something to think about, I'll put it that way. And as far as his creative partner on the book, Brad Walker, goes, I've been a Brad Walker fan for a while now. I really enjoyed his run on Green Lantern New Guardians, and I was very happy to see him come over to Sinestro. Really fun guy, beautiful art. I particularly enjoy his storytelling from panel to panel and his layouts. So we kind of get a little deep here into the psyche, the characterization of Sinestro, and whether or not he's a hero or a villain, or you know, can he even be placed in a box? Can we decide who Sinestro is, if you will? So I hope you all enjoyed the interview, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source here with the creative team for DC. Sinestro, writer Cullen Bunn, and Brad Walker. The best book DC is currently putting out.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So I'm going to start just with kind of a general question for each of you. Who is Sinestro to you?
The greatest Green Lantern, right?
Yeah, he's the greatest Green Lantern. He's the greatest, not just the greatest Green Lantern, he's the greatest Lantern.
Yeah.
He's a guy that he believes in something with every fiber of his being, and he believes he's doing the right thing. You know, this is, yes, it's a villain book, but Sinestro, you know, does not see himself as a villain. And it's not a matter of everyone's a hero of their own story. Sinestro genuinely believes that his way is the right way of saving the universe and protecting the universe. And he is probably the most proud of the DC characters. And it's that pride that, you know, will end up, you know, could, it has served him well, but it could also end up being his downfall.
How about for you, Brad?
The fun part with that is that I think, you know, his entire species and his daughter and Hal Jordan, who he considers his best friend, you know, he said that several times, you're my best friend, even though they hate each other. I think he'll never understand why they don't see him as a hero.
And is he a hero? Do you see him as a hero?
In our book, you know, I think we take great pains to treat him that way, to not approach it as a villain's book. And obviously, the rest of the cast doesn't understand him, but he very much has a singular vision that he thinks is heroic.
How about you, Cullen? Is he a hero?
Yeah, I think in the end, Sinestro is a villain for me, probably, but only because he just has such tunnel vision. You know, it's his way, and he, you know, it's that totalitarian attitude makes him a villain. But yeah, I got to tell you, it's tough writing the series. You know, I want him to be, I sometimes treat him like a hero, and I have to remind myself, no, Sinestro's never been, he's a hero to him, to himself, one of the greatest villains. He's also one of the greatest villains of the DC universe.
Well, that actually leads right into my next question, what you were saying about you have to be careful to not treat him as a hero. Could he be redeemed, do you think, or is it just so ingrained in who he is, and like Brad was saying, the people of Porygar, that pride, that he could, the rest of the DC universe, could they ever see him as a hero?
I don't think he can ever change. And I think he could be seen by the DC, by others in the DC universe. I think they could see him as a hero.
They need somebody worse to come along?
Well, they need someone worse. And right now, you know, the Sinestro Corps is in a unique position because of the Green Lanterns have vanished.
Gone,
so
right.
That puts them in an interesting position that they could ascend to become the police force Sinestro's always wanted them to be,
right,
and protect the universe. And what I think is interesting about that is, you know, what happens if he gets it right? What if he actually does
a better job,
than the Green Lanterns? And that's something that we're, you know, we're going to look at a little bit.
And Brad, I just want to ask you about your process with the layouts. I know you work very traditionally still. You don't use a lot of digital.
Right.
Do you thumbnail layout, or how do you approach
it? Yeah, absolutely. I'll do, I mean, I've gotten less precious with my layouts as I've gone along, as I've gotten more comfortable in comics and more comfortable with storytelling and approaching a script. And certainly Cullen scripts are very, they're concise in the sense that anything that I might need is there. And he's great about saying, you know, if that doesn't work, if that's not the, you know, if that's not going to create the best image, throw it out and go with what you got. So I don't have to do a lot of prep work necessarily. I'll do some rough little sketches, and then usually I'll go straight to the page, and I'll loose it in on the page and just draw straight from there.
Okay, my next question, kind of along those lines. You mentioned yesterday in your art demo, you've worked on a lot of space books that have been set in space.
Sure.
Any plans to have Sinestro come back to Earth? Maybe you can draw some buildings for a change?
Look at, yes, you will be seeing Sinestro visiting Earth in the very near future.
I think the next cover you see will have a hint of where he's going
to
go.
Okay, so is it fair to say that with the Green Lanterns gone and him maybe making an appearance on Earth, that the book's going to tie in a little more closely than it has been to the rest of the DCU, or is it still going to be pretty much its own corner?
You know, I think you'll see it tie a little more in with some of the stuff on Earth with the, you know, for DC Universe. I think we're really trying to make an effort to tie Sinestro and the other cosmic characters together a little more closely.
Right.
You know, for instance, Lobo and Sinestro are going to start their paths are going to start being intertwined a little bit, and Lobo's going to have more of a prominent role in the Lanterns.
That's an interesting dynamic, Sinestro and Lobo.
Yeah. So we're just trying to, I love when it feels like Sinestro's part of a bigger picture. So yeah, when that works, I want to make it work. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And my last question: do you feel? I think you guys collaborate very well on the book. I feel like the level has really been raised since Brad's come on art-wise. Is there an ultimate Sinestro story that you want to tell, or is that the story you're currently telling? Is there a, like, what I'm asking, I guess, is there a real big idea, like a blue sky story of Sinestro that you guys would love?
Yeah, I have something in mind, and actually I feel like we're working towards it now. I mean, in baby steps, there are hints now of the things Sinestro's doing. You've seen him, you know, he's captured Warworld, for instance, and he's brought Becca, the new god, over into his into the core. And there's more things, there's other steps, even the eight page prelude we did, you know, where he's hints at where Sinestro's going. And I think you know, I have in my mind a vision of what we do with it, you know, over the next year especially, that would move to something bigger. Even the Lobo stuff, I think, is all leading into something bigger.
I feel like the book with Sinestro sort of, I've said before, what I enjoy watching is Sinestro sort of like his methodology and him building his plan, and it's been very steadily, we've been building a steady momentum, and we've talked about a storyline that would be a huge storyline that, you know, when it sort of first came up, I was like, oh, of course, that's such a no-brainer storyline to build to, that there would be such an epic, huge Lantern storyline. You know, it'll be great if that works out, and we should do that.
Yeah, he is definitely a planner. I mean, from the first page of the book, you know, he comes back to the Yellows, and right away he starts culling. I mean, right away, you know, he's always thinking, very analytical character, which maybe is why, you know, I'm kind of analytical. Maybe that's why I enjoy Sinestro. Always been one of my favorite. I won't call him a villain or a hero. For me,
Sinestro is the hero of analytical thinkers.
There you go. Well, I want to thank you both for your time. I hope you have a great con. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, absolutely.